Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another edition of Pittsburgh Steelers Fact or Fiction. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, the podcast producer from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and as always, I'm so glad to be sharing this time with you each and every week. Yes, we did not do it last week because of the NFL draft, but the inquiries surrounding the black and gold are definitely ever evolving, especially this week with that draft that I just mentioned, adding 9 new players and a promising undrafted free agent class, and Alejandro Villanueva moving to the Baltimore Ravens and talking smack on the Steelers in the process after he left. It seems like the musical selection that best fits this week's Fact or Fiction could be the 1980s one-hit wonder from Timbuk3. You guessed it, the future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. Let's listen to a little snippet of that done by me in spoken form. I got a job waiting for my graduation. 50,000 a year, we'll buy a lot of beer. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades. You could ponder the significance or wonder whether those lyrics are related here, or maybe I just wanted an excuse to listen to some 1980s techno. But anyhow, there is surely a lot to wonder about this week. BTSC tries to answer some of the poignant wonderings way ahead of time, so take a listen to some bold statements on this and so much more as we label them as fact or fiction. Will we be on point? Well, only time will tell once again. Fact or fiction number one. The Steelers are guaranteed to have a late bye week in 2021 after last season's rescheduling debacle. Fiction. The Steelers will have an incredibly tough schedule in 2021 based on a first place finish in 2020. With losing bye weeks due to the COVID negligence of the Tennessee Titans and the Baltimore Ravens, it's hard to believe that the Steelers were able to finish at the top of their division, but they did, even though they faltered late in the year. It would be only right if the league remembered the disadvantage the Steelers received last year because other teams couldn't keep their houses in order. Will they? Probably not. But the Steelers deserve a late bye week after basically not having one in 2020. We will find out the answer to this coming up this week on May 12th. And be sure to keep it on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, radio, BTSC radio, and anywhere you download your favorite podcast to find out this and more as we have the schedule unveiling with Jeff Hartman, Dave Schofield, and myself on BTSC Radio coming up on Wednesday. Fact or fiction number two. Najee Harris and Pat Freiermuth will figure prominently in the Steelers' offense as rookies. Fact. You know, it used to be that the Steelers would bring in rookies to redshirt and learn, but the picks of Najee Harris and Pat Freiermuth were made to fill in specific holes that were glaring and absolutely huge. Number 22 had 30 touchdowns last season and is expected to start in 2021. The tight end will be a tight end too behind incumbent Eric Ebron, but we'll see plenty of action in two tight end sets. The picks were made to, of course, bolster the offense in the twilight of Big Ben Roethlisberger's career. So expect to see this pair early and often. Fact or fiction number three. The Baltimore Ravens colluded in waiting until after the draft to sign Alejandro Villanueva. Hurts me to say this, but fiction. The Ravens did work within the roles, even though there seems like a verbal deal was in place. Why all the fuss? By waiting, the signing of Big Al won't count against the comp pick equation for the Baltimore Ravens. It also keeps the Steelers from getting an extra pick as well. So that works well for the Ravens. They get the player, they don't get penalized for signing said player, and they get to screw their division rival as well. With a deal of $8 million, the Steelers could have probably been awarded a fifth rounder. It's good business, and I get it. I just think that the deadline is way too early. There is little disadvantage for a team waiting until after the draft to sign a free agent. Now, waiting until June is another story, and that's when the league should move the deadline too. Again, the Ravens waited to put pen to paper when they had a deal in place. But, like I've stated on podcast, it seems like dirty pool and it feels like collusion to me, but it's not. It's all legal. Factor fiction number four. The Steelers' undrafted free agent haul will put at least two players in black and gold come autumn. Fact. We know the history of success that the black and gold have had with undrafted players over the years, from Donnie Shell to Willie Parker, James Harrison to Ramon Foster, and so many more players throughout the years, like Hall of Famer Jack Butler. Any given year, either one or two make the 53-man roster, or maybe none at all. It's still a long summer and a lot of work for an undrafted free agent to get a helmet. But the haul in 2021 has fans excited, especially at the cornerback position. There's going to be room for at least one from the duo of Michigan State's Shakur Brown, a projected fourth rounder, or Mark Gilbert from Duke, an extensive NFL and local bloodline, being a relative of Sean Gilbert and Darrell Revis. There's also buzz surrounding Nittany Lion Lamont Wade at safety, linebackers Calvin Bundage from Oklahoma State, and Kentucky's Jamar Watson, and wide receiver Isaiah McCoy out of Kent State. At least two should stick in black and gold from this undrafted class. Factor fiction number five. Presley Harvin III is a lock to make the Steelers' 53-man roster in the fall. Fiction. I don't know if there was ever a Steelers version of Mr. Irrelevant that fans of Steeler Nation have been more excited about than Presley Harvin III. The punter from Georgia Tech is 263 pounds, and as Kevin Colbert has described his play, he could really bang the football. That's all you want out of a punter. This guy is a superstar already. It seems like he has personality. He runs a fake and throws the ball well, too. This guy is going to be huge, and I'm just not talking about his body type. The winner of the Ray Guy Award for the 2020 season as the nation's best punter averaged 48.0 yards per kick last season, but it was his only great year in college. If Harvin can continue to build on from his breakthrough year in Atlanta, he should win the job over incumbent Jordan Berry. Jordan Berry's the guy that keeps coming back. But number four has survived threats to his job and vanquished competition in the past and will not go down easily. If Presley Harvin III is consistent, the job should be his. However, his career before last year does not provide proof that Harvin will be a lock. So this is definitely a battle in camp that you are going to want to pay really close attention to. There you have it. It's Fact or Fiction from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Once again, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. Be sure to check out Fact or Fiction every week in podcast form or in written form. Don't forget, we have so many great articles on btsc.com, and a lot of your favorite podcasters are authors of those articles as well. So make sure that you check that out daily. And wherever you download your favorite podcast, you can find every single episode of anything from the BTSC family of podcast. Once again, my name is Brian Anthony Davis. I hope you enjoyed Fact or Fiction, and that's a fact.